in those days, you tended to do as your father told you. So I did. And he came home one day and he said, I've got you an interview. So I turned up at the interview and they took me on temporarily, of course.
When would that have been?
1937. Mm. I was 16. It was Mr. Menin was the man in the telegraph office, and that was on York Station then, over where, well, it's not there now, but there was a left luggage office on the station. There was a staircase up to our office, and we were right along the top, and our entrance for the girls was in the station portico, in the corner there.
And you were interviewed there to start on there?
No, no, I was interviewed in the DSO, because it was under the district superintendents, I believe. And I was interviewed over there.
What kind of interview did you get at that time?
It's a long time ago, and I find it difficult to remember, really. They asked me what I could do, and I couldn't type. I'd never learnt to type, so they said, well, if you work in teleprinters, you'll soon pick it up, and then we'll take you on for 3 months because it's the summer, and that was more or less it. So I was always waiting for the chop. It never came. It never came. They were taking more girls on because the men in the telegraph office all did the telegraph. The Morse.
Single needle.
Single needle and the...
And the paddle.
They were teaching the girls slowly because the men did not like the teleprinters. And they weren't very keen on doing the switchboard either. They would do it in an emergency, but they weren't keen. But they were very, very good at their job. We could never have done it.
The single needle?
Yes.
Did you start? Did you learn at all?
They tried to teach me, yes. And I could send, but receiving was very, very difficult.
Just a jumble of noise.
If they'd done it more slowly, I mean, I still know the Morse code. If they'd done it more slowly, I could have understood, but of course they didn't. And it was fascinating to see these men, and lots of them older, and they were talking to Joe next door about what happened on Saturday, and they were taking it down from the telegraph at the same time.
They were good readers then?
Oh, yes, yes, they were wonderful, and they got a little impatient with us.
And how many instruments would there have been in the office?
I think there was about 18 to 20. This was the centre for the North Eastern Railway, LNER. Mm. It was a nerve centre. London, yes, was big, but York, everything came to York. We had teleprinters, two to London, King's Cross, Liverpool Street, Edinburgh, Darlington, Newcastle, Derby, Sunderland, West Hartlepool, Hull, Leeds.
So you were really the centre. And how did it work?
We worked shifts. It was open 24 hours. There were not so many. At night, we didn't start work. We didn't work nights when we first went. You weren't allowed to work nights until you were 20, the girls. And they didn't do that till after the war, till the war started. In the evening, there'd be about two men on, three men maybe. But we worked. The day started at 6 o'clock when there was a shift of the men. They more or less worked three shifts. We worked 10.
10?
Yes. There'd be a 6 to 2 shift, a 7 to 3 shift, 8 to 4, 8 to 5 with an hour's lunch, 8 to 6 with 2 hour lunch, 9 to 5 through, 9 to 6 with 1 hour lunch, 10 to 7 with 1 hour lunch, and the worst of all was 10 to 8. When you went on at 10 o'clock, you had lunch from 2 to 4, and you went back 4 to 8. Then you worked a 1 to 9 or a 2 to 10. They weren't so bad, you knew what you were doing. So, because the telegrams came, it started gently at 8 o'clock. The time it got to 9, and then from 9 onwards till 1 o'clock, it was panic. All the offices were in, and they did a lot of telephoning, but the lines were not as many lines as there were later, and so they were all telegrams. The wagon offices were here, and every night there were long telegrams with literally hundreds of wagon numbers on, which we got in, coming in from the wagon works, and then that had to go down to London from ours, you see.
What were they doing that for?
Well, for the clearinghouse, because, you see, wagons from other railways came up here, and they knew where every wagon number was. And then when the war came, they also had the coaching stock.
Right.
They came to York, so that had to be done.
So your telex messages were just a list of wagon numbers?
Yes, which were... You had to be very careful with those numbers. And then they got that they always had an hour every day to London in the afternoon to do a lot more by phone. In that office, we got a good working knowledge of the railway and the geography. Because by then, of course, it was LNER and all the other railways that had made LNER. And you had, well, there was always a man who gave you the telegrams at 8. Well, not always a man, but told you which machine to put them on. But you had to remember which ones GC went to. LM went to, LNY went to, and all those places.
So they still used the pre-1923
Oh, term. Yes, yes, yes. For the smaller places, they did. We also had a post office telegram, a post office teleprinter. And people used to come to the door, to the top, and they could send a telegram to the post office.
The public?
Oh, yes. Not many, but they did. And we had one of those to the post office, and that was LS for Leeds. The men had a telegraph to LM, which was Leeds Midland, and our machines were NS, Leeds New Street. That was LNR. So we got a fairly good basis thing of the office.
Now, how many teleprinters did you have in the office?
One, two, three, four. I would imagine there'd be 15, 16.
15, yeah.
Yes.
So you had a lot of girls then?
We had a lot of girls, and that's why we worked shift. The eldest girl worked at King's Cross.
Were you all the same grade, or was there a senior?
Oh, we were all the same grade. It was just when you went in. Your name was on the list as how old, well, not how old you were, but as you went in, the senior ones on duty took the senior machines.